for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Of the Sunday evening service of May the 24th, 1992, at the Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, with Carol and Jack Canada and Deanna Harris. Should this tape for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement.
Some selfish desires and showmanship and things like this has to come out. And that album was set on the shelf for 1 year. And during that 1 year, he told me to pull one song out of it that I had recorded. I took it off. He says, you wrote it with the wrong motive. You wrote with a motive to shoot a dagger at somebody, like a lot of us preachers preach messages to shoot somebody down. He said, I don't have that. Had I not waited the full year, the song you just heard would not have been written. Had I not waited the full year, the title song, Harvest is Ready, would not have been written. But when he said it was time to finish it, how many times I sit there and look on television and see Laverne Tripp and all these other guys and say, I'm as good as they are, how come I ain't singing on KBN? Because y'all never thought of that, right? Just me. Or you say your children. My son can sing better than that, you know. Uh-oh, I'm meddling now. I'm sort of meddling. He said, that attitude, Jack, is the reason why you ain't up here. And he began to work in my life. You know what? I don't care if I ever get on TVN. I don't care if I ever see 700 Club and see somebody worship the Lord through it. But he took me to the woodshed and began, and I still got some ways to go. But he began to purge things out of my heart and change my direction. And he wants to do that to y'all tonight. A lot of y'all here tonight are saying, why me, Lord? Why can't I get out here? And what's holding me back? What's holding you back is you. That's what's holding you back. There's things in your heart God wants to take out. There's attitudes need to be changed. See other ministries that seem to be flourishing. See other ministries seem to be going skyrocketing. Promotion comes from him. It don't come from us. Might you hear me out here tonight? I know I'm talking to some people. I'm talking to some musicians here tonight, I know. I'm talking to some singers. I'm talking to some teachers. I'm talking to some ministries. God really wants to use you. And he wants to bless you. But see, he wants to glorify him through you. He don't want to glorify you through you. When those things come down, you know how they come down? You give them to him. You give them to him. Lord, I give you my talents. Lord, I give you all that I have. I give to you. Just let it go. That teaching or whatever it is, you got that you're holding up. I used to be in the Air Force. And I used to be a lineman. I used to fly these big old poles and change light bulbs. And it was 85 feet up there. It was high. I was a kid. And I was scared. And I'd get up there and I'd hang on that pole in one hand and I'd change that big old light bulb as big as my head. I'd be changing like this and my sergeant looked at his buddy and said, there's old Ken up there. One hand for the Air Force and one hand for him. And that's the way a lot of us are, man. We're still hanging on. Still hanging on. Still hanging on. A lot of you hanging on to your kids. You're not letting God do what he wants to them. You're hanging on to your kids. You gotta let them go. If they're grown, let them go. Our son, I look at my son and how he left our home 17 years old. And, some of y'all might be confused on that. You know, I was married before. Before I got saved, I didn't know anything. I got in a bad situation, had a boy, and And you know, I didn't see him for 5 years. I didn't know where he was at. I met Jesus, and he saved me. Started cleaning me up and changing my life. I remember I walked to the church on Sunday night. I laid the altar. I was so grieved in my spirit because God was in my heart. And I wanted to see that boy of mine. I didn't worry. I said, God, I give him to you. I give my son to you. I gave him to him that day, that night. I gave it to him. I went home that night, Monday night, the next night I got off work. I was working for AT&T. And I miss y'all theology. I'm just telling you how it's just the truth. And I can't get out of it. You know, that's just the truth. You know, I wish I could do things differently, but that's just where I'm at, you know. And at 6 o'clock on a Monday night, the phone rings. Little boy says, Dad. I said, Jeff. He said, Dad, can I see you? Can I see you? I said, well, yeah, you can see me, son. With the Farrell's ice cream parlor in Phoenix, Arizona. He was 7 years old. I saw him for the first time in 5 years. He grabbed hold of my little leg, just let my leg hang on to it. Yeah, can I see you? Said, can I see you? I see you. In 2 weeks' time, he was living with us. And here I had custody of him. He's lived with us for 10 years. He was my idol. God, I said, man, I'm going to put everything in Kenny's world. Man, I had him. And the Word said, there won't be no idols. Works of your hands or in your heart won't be there. And I was so tied to him, I think that the only way that he knew to get it was to sever it like he did. And the enemy came and stole my son from my house like that. In 3 years, I didn't see him again. Speak to him. But God has restored that since that time. We have a relationship better now than we ever had before. Because I let it go. You know, like they say, if you let it go, if it flies back, it's yours. If it didn't fly back, it never was yours. And it flew back. But we came home, we were driving, never forget, we were driving from Prescott, Arizona. Driving down Prescott, Arizona, my wife and I agreed. God spoke to us. We've been worrying about this thing, about my son for months, I'm sorry, honey, thank you. For months. And God spoke to me and said, you follow me. He'll join you along the way. That's for you, sister. You follow me, he said. Your children will follow you and catch you along the way. And we decided that day, driving out from the mountains from Prescott, Arizona, that's the day we pursued Christ with all we had. We're going to win this thing. I challenge you tonight to follow him with all that you have. Some of y'all are lazy. Some of us are lazy. I'm talking to me too. And we got to learn how to get some discipline in our lives. Now, the devil's around us and they're hurting us. But I'll tell you something. We need to stop some things. We need to shut them down. Say, enough's enough. We need to set our will in motion. I will. I can. We need to do a little bit more of those things. I will. I will. Oh, my soul, I will, praise the Lord. See, I will. You know, I will do it. I will shut you down, devil. I will not receive you. I will not take those accusations. I will be in charge of me. Let the Holy Spirit guide and direct my life. And I tell you, some of y'all have been whining and crying about all these things, and you just need to tell the devil to shut up and sit down and start taking charge of things in your life. That's hard stuff. That's just the way it is. Amen? Amen? You know I'm telling you the truth. I'm going to have Deanna come here in a few minutes and share. And we're going to pray for some folks. We're going to get some victory tonight. Amen? Amen. It's 9:30, but we're going to, it won't take us long here. Y'all hang with us. And we're going to have sorrows going to go. Worries going to go off this girl right here. Worry is going to leave you right now, sister. Father, right now, I just release this worry off of her. Right here, take it off of her head, Father. Yes, all this worry must leave her right now, Father. All this worry must leave her now. I command you, devil of worry, to leave her now. I bind you in Jesus' name. I rebuke you. I command you, come off her. Oh, here it comes. There it is. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Amen. 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 Yes, there it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time we all step on the cutting edge. Amen. Amen. It's time to pull a sword out and start cutting some things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hey, my sister right here, rub your eyes. Don't you worry about your family, honey. Don't you worry about your family. Right here. God's going to take care of your family. That's it. God take care of your family. Amen. Don't you worry about your family. Amen, 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 amen. Dan, why don't you come up here, honey. Just kind of stand here and just get your focus on this thing. I'll give his microphone in a second. Why don't you stand up here.
Hallelujah. The hour is late, but I just feel the Lord wants to do some healing tonight. He's been birthing in me about prophesying to dead bones. There's been times in my life I've been so sick because people have cursed me with death curses. And I'd lay on my bed and I would think of that chapter in Ezekiel where he went to that grave of dead bones and he prophesied for those dead bones to live. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon those dead bones. And it said that sinew came on them, flesh came on them. And it said that they became a mighty army of God. And I feel like there's a lot of spiritual death and even physical death in us tonight. And there's something the Lord has been doing in me. I have probably one of the gifts in my life would be mercy. And I think it's in a lot of people, tenderness and mercy. And if you don't use, the Lord showed me several months ago, if you use it incorrectly, the sins of the people that you pray for can overtake you and bring you under into a heaviness. Okay? And one of the things I want to share with you tonight about that, and if any of you have a lot of tender compassion for your family, for your spouse, one of the scriptures I was getting ready, I was praying for a lot of people, that's just one of the things on my heart. God is looking for intercessors. He's looking for shepherds to love his people.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm tired of the days of pastors preaching down to people. We go into Florence prison and those men know that we love them. I tell you, it's not worth nothing. Prophesying is not worth nothing. I love to prophesy. I love to pray for people. It's not worth nothing unless Jesus loves through you. And it takes the love of God to love through you. But if you have a ministry of compassion and tenderness, the things the Lord showed me, I felt this heaviness on me, and I couldn't shake it. I felt like I was walking around carrying death. And I was this way for about 6 weeks. And it was getting me down physically, and I said, God, I want to know what this is. A lot of times, through your own suffering, God will give you revelation. How many know sometimes the suffering of the Lord will give you a revelation when you seek in and press into Him? And I said, what is this? And I was getting ready, and the Lord said, you are acting as a scapegoat for the people you're praying for. Listen to this. In the Old Testament, the priest would come, and they'd bring in the little scapegoat, and they'd lay their hands on that scapegoat, and they'd confess the sins of the people over that scapegoat, and then they would send that scapegoat off into the wilderness. And he told me that I was acting as a scapegoat. I was carrying those people's sins. I was praying for them, but I was not releasing them to the foot of the cross. And it was like I was carrying all those people's sins. So I said, Lord, and I started bringing each person that I've been praying for, really interceding for, but I wasn't releasing them unto the Lord. And I said, I bring this one before you, and I release their sins. I remit their sins. I remit them unto you. I remit them unto the feet of Jesus. Because the scripture says, whosoever sins ye remit shall be remitted, and whosoever sins ye retain shall be retained. And I was retaining those sins on myself. And the Lord, and there's a time to carry. If you're an intercessor, there's a time to carry, and there's a time to remit. And so I started remitting those sins, and I started bringing every person that I prayed for and remitting those sins. And you know what happened? Some of the people I've been praying for a year and a half came into repentance because I released them from judgments, and God brought them into accountability. Someone else was turning on sin. And I want you to know, if you're doing that for your husband, your wife, your children, a lot of children don't come into salvation earlier because the parents won't let them go. They won't release them. Amen. They can't trust that the Lord Jesus Christ can set them free. They feel that they can comfort them and have more power over them. You know, but what I was going to tell you about prophesying to the dead bones, I feel that there's a death that works in the spirit, in the body of Christ. And God has done something, has been birthing something into me to put a warrior spirit in me, because I want to see people free. And he's really birthed into me over that, you know, like how Moses, who's like a type of intercessor for the people, and he stood before Pharaoh, which is a type of Satan, and he said, "Let my people go." And we can stand before Satan and ask in the name of Jesus, "I command you to let my people go, let my family go, let my finances go, let my ministry go." Pharaoh was a type of Satan. And I said, "God is doing something in me, and that's just been birthing in me, and I want it to birth in you." We were driving through Santa Fe, New Mexico. It was heavily, we could feel the oppression, and a lot of times we pray when we were driving on this trip. And we passed this cemetery, and I said, "Arise, you dead bones." And I meant it. I said, you know, the Lord is doing something. And Rick Godwin says, practice on the dead. You can't hurt them. They're dead already. And so I said, I'm going to start practicing. And I tell you that God wants to, he wants us to practice. He wants to move us out into the gifts. We've been too fearful. There's gifts within us that God wants to stir up, as Carol preached, and he wants to set us free. But some of us have so many broken hearts, we don't understand that the price that Christ paid for us and the suffering that he paid for us on Calvary. I did a study on it a few months ago on the suffering that Christ paid for us and what he went through, and I want you to know he paid a great price for you to be free. And it's a dishonor unto him if we're not free. And it might take praying, it might take fasting, and it might take him getting a hold of God. But I'll tell you, a time came when that Red Sea parted, and those children were set free, and they marched over, and they danced around when they saw their enemies of 400 years drowned. And there's going to come a time for you. It's time that our enemies be drowned in the Red Sea. It's time. Aren't you tired of being overtaken by your enemies? It's time. It's time that those answers to prayer come. I called out to the Lord and I said, "Lord, how come the prayers that I have been praying for many, many years have not come to pass?" And I started praying. I said, "I want to know answers. I want to know why I see them for other people, but I don't see them on my own life. I had great answers for other people, but not on my own life." And the Lord spoke to me and said, "There's a curse of barrenness on you." And that has to do with other things. It has to do with finances, relationships, ministry, or whatever. And there's a lot of people that are walking around, and it affects men and women, but a curse of barrenness. And we've prayed for people. We prayed for several women that have had this, and some of them have been in their 40s and have gotten married for the first time. I tell you that God is an answering God, and he's here to answer prayer. And he's here to sustain us and to move us into those things that he has for us. And we want the Spirit of God to breathe into us. In John 20, I think it's 22, it said that Jesus Christ breathed on his disciples and he said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." And when you look up the Hebrew for that, it means blow with great force. And Benny Hinn was not the first. Jesus Christ was the first to blow. And he blow, and I'll tell you, when the wind of the Holy Ghost blows on you, you will never be the same. When you catch a vision of Christ, you'll never be the same, brother. You'll never be the same. Raise your hands, brother. Oh, Rabasandria, Rabasandria. Father, we ask that you release them from five generational curses, God, that have come down through the bloodline right now. I'm asking, God, there's a hidden power of voodoo power on this man. And God, I come against this voodoo power and this witchcraft, God. And in the name of Jesus, lift this hex off of him, God. And Father, we ask that the blood of Christ come down and wash and cleanse every generation, God, and go down even and bless his seed, Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus. And Father, we confess the sins of his youth, Lord, that you're going to turn him around and change him around, God, because you got a purpose and you have a plan. And God, you didn't bring him here just to sit on a pew, God, but you want to turn his life around, that this would be a time of Bethel, God, that this would be a time, Father. And we ask that you do it for him right now, God. And there's a woman in your past, and the Lord wants to release you from this woman. There was a death curse on, and God wants you to forgive. Right now, look at her and forgive her. And I want you to ask the Lord to forgive you for every negative word of criticism that you spoke against this woman so God can set you free in Jesus' name. Do you agree, brother?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Set him free, God. And Lord, we'll let the anointing of the Lord come down on him right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let it come down. Let it flow through him in Jesus' name. He and I just want to encourage you, Bill and Peggy, as you've been up there, you've ministered in song, and there's a, I just want to encourage you. You know, when you minister and you see a lot of people behind the pulpit, there's a lot of people that aren't clean and pure before the Lord. And the sin, unconfessed sins in their life bring defilement upon the people. And I just want you to know there's a cleanness about you. There's a holiness. And we feel it. And God wants to know he's pleased. And it didn't come overnight. There was some deep, deep heartache that came. But I'll tell you, bitterness was rejected. And God's name was glorified. And I want you to know God's hand of blessing is over your home. You know, people can have a home and a marriage, but the hand and the blessing of the Lord is not over a lot of homes. Did you know that? That we can repent and ask for forgiveness for words spoken and sin in that home, and then ask for the blessing of God to then be again restored into that home. But the blessing of God, brother, is already over your home for you and Peggy. And I see her as a beautiful bride. Oh, Rabba Sandria, Masandria. Eko, Rabba Sandria, Masandria. Eko, Rabba Sandria. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Rabba Sandria, Masandria, Masi. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. He korobasandaria. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And a couple of areas of regret have to go, Peggy. Yes, Lord. We command this regret to leave in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands and last invite the Holy Spirit as the honored guest for healing to flow. Hallelujah. 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 We invite the Holy Spirit as the honored guest to this meeting, God. And, Father, there's tiredness here tonight. But, God, we want, as Carol stayed past 11 o'clock, because she wanted God to move. And tonight we're going to receive everything that the Lord has for us. We're going to receive it, God. I'm asking, God, that the hand of the Lord and, Father, that the Holy Spirit would breathe onto your people life, that he would breathe onto your people life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let him breathe. Let him breathe. Let him breathe. Let him breathe. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. He kondarabasandariabasandariai. The Lord wants it. Yes, what's been on my heart all night is the spirit of prostitution. And he wants to release many of you from the spirit of prostitution. And I want you to know you don't have to have committed that sin yourself or actually gotten money for it, but you could have been with many partners. And some of the meanings of prostitution is to break one's words, to wound, to dissolve, to defile, to take your inheritance. And many of you have not received your rightful inheritance because you in spirit of prostitution was passed down in your bloodline. And right now, it also means to stab. The Lord brought this to my attention. There was a friend of mine, and I talked to him. And every time I talked to him, I'd go home and I have a dream. I dreamt I was being stabbed in the chest all the time. I said, Lord, what is this? And he said, it's a spirit of prostitution over that man.
And he said, you've been defiled just by associating. But let's pray right now, right now. If you even think, if there's anything, if you felt wounding, if you felt polluted, if you felt sorrow, stained, and wounded, you could have inherited it. Yeah. Right now, Father, we ask that you release these people from a spirit of prostitution now. Release them right now from a spirit of prostitution, God, of harlotry right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We command, wash and cleanse the bloodline of the prostitution, God. Father, wash and cleanse every bloodline on the mother's side and on the father's side from the spirit of prostitution in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, and Father, every familiar spirit of a prostitute that's come down, every evil spirit in this bloodline, Father, we command them to go right now in Jesus' name. We command them to leave the people right now in Jesus' name. We break it with the blood of Christ. And we lay it at the foot of the cross.
Yes.
And right now the Satan has been found out. And we command you to restore sevenfold what Satan has robbed. We command you to restore sevenfold what Satan has robbed.
Father.
The thief has been found out.
Father.
And we command you to restore sevenfold what Satan has robbed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you for it.
Yes,
we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Jack. Yes.
Amen. Yes, Father. My little sister back here, I want to pray for her. She's been kind of, she feels like she's been on the outside looking in all of her life. Amen. Yes, Father, I bring this precious girl to you, Father. And I release her from all this humiliation. All these words of humiliation that's put upon her, Father. And God, I take this shame off of her right now, Father. I release her from it in Jesus' name. And God, I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to do new work in their life, God. Take all the inadequacies, insecurities, and timidities off of her, Father. And God, all this insufficiency that she's felt her entire life, God, even the scolding as a young girl, Father God, that she received with an unjust cause, Father. And God, I ask you, here it comes, take these scoldings off of her now, Father. All these scoldings must leave this precious girl. I stand in gap as a father to a girl right now, or as a daughter. And I ask you to release her from these scoldings, Father. Yes, they're without cause, Father. They're without cause, and you know that. And God, I ask you to release her right now from all the effects of it, Father. From all the effects of this, Father. The spirit of abandonment, and Father, she's felt in her heart, being left alone all the time. She feels she's by herself. And she's always on the outside looking in. God, we ask you to release her right now. Continue to do this work in her, honey. I want you to put your arm around your sister right here and just begin to love her for us. Holy Spirit's going to love you while it's right now, honey. Just keep your eyes closed and let him love you, okay? I love you. Bless you. Bless you. God, he wants to heal his people. God wants to heal his people. God, he wants to heal his people. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. This is worshiping. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. I feel this brother here. Someone really cursed you, brother. Some years back, someone put a curse on you. A curse of destruction, Father. And I ask you right now, a curse is a destruction. God, I ask you to release this man right now from all these words spoken against this man to destroy him. To destroy him, Father. And I ask you to release him right now. There it goes. God, I ask you to release this man right now from all these words spoken against this man, to destroy him, Father. And I ask you to release him right now. There it goes. Yes. Release him. Oh, man. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You will not be the tail, you'll be the head. You shall be the head. Amen. You shall be the head. Yes, Father. Give him new creativity, new abilities now, Father. Clear his mind, Father. Clear his mind up. Clear his mind, Father. He's a brilliant man, but we want to clear some decisions in his mind right now, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Glorify yourself, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord.
I just feel everyone that wants to be free from these fears to stand to your feet, would you? Fear, and also if you need that fire of God stirred within you. Some of you have grown complacent. Some of you haven't felt the anointing of God in many years. You're trying, and no matter what you try and do, you just don't feel it. Now listen to me. I feel the Holy Spirit wants me to tell you this. In the last chapter of 2 Timothy, Paul wrote, he said, Timothy, do all that you can to come before winter. Bring my cloak and my parchments. He said it twice. Do all you can to come quickly before winter. Well, somehow in my heart, I don't believe it had anything to do with winter or a cloak or parchments. I believe he wanted to see him for one more last time before he died because he loved him so much. And I want you to know something, that when winter begins to settle in our hearts and our lives, that barrenness begins to come. The leaves begin to drop off of our lives. The fruit that we have begun to bear through the years begins to drop off. And we become naked and we have no fruit in our lives. And we know that the sign of winter in our lives is coldness and numbness and insensitivity. Now, there's a story I want to share right now because I feel that the Holy Spirit has been working with some of you, especially men, that he misses you.
Yes,
and that he loves you, and that he has not forsaken you, but he's reaching out a long arm to you tonight, that he can restore that love that you've lost. Now, here's a story I want to share. In World War II, there was what they called a buddy plan, that you could join the armed forces with your best friend, and they guaranteed you that you could go through boot camp and then be stationed overseas together. It was called the buddy plan. And there was two people that joined. They grew up together. They learned to ride bicycles together. They were next door neighbors. They went to grade school together and high school and graduated together. And they joined the service. They went through boot camp, went overseas, and was in the midst of either the Battle of the Bulge or something. But it said that they were in a heated battle. And it said that one, they got separated somehow, and there was great casualties. But those who had not been injured were called back and retreated back to the with their company. This one young man looked around for his buddy and he couldn't find him. He would begin to panic. He went everywhere looking and he couldn't find him. And he went up to his CO and he said, I've got to go back into the battlefield and find my friend. He says, I can't give you permission to do that. You can't go. He says, you don't understand. I've got to go. He said, no, I won't let you. I can't stop you, but I will not give you permission to go. This young man said, I'm sorry. He said, I've got to go. And he went back into the battle. And he ran and he went until midnight, as dark as it was. And he went and all the dead bodies around and everything. And somehow he went and he found his friend in a bunker. And it says he reached down and he picked his friend and put him over his shoulder. And he took him back to the company where the rest of the men were gathered for the night. He laid him down on the ground. He was obviously dead. And this friend who had carried him and risked his life for his friend was crying and sobbing and just holding him. And the CO came and he said, you see, I knew this was going to happen. That's why I didn't want you to go back in the battle. Look at you. Now you're out of control. And he looked at his CO and he said, you don't understand. When I found him, he was still alive. He said, and when he looked at me, his last words was that I knew that you wouldn't forget me. I knew that you would come after me. I knew that you wouldn't leave me out here to die. God has not left you to die.
Yeah.
He has not left you out there to die. And some of you feel like you're deserted. You've lost that love. You don't feel God. You feel like you've been on a battlefield and left for dead. But I'm here to tell you, you are a jewel to my God.
Yes.
He loves you more than you'll ever know. And he misses you. He misses your fellowship, and he'll go to any extreme to find you if you'll just want him. And I want you to close your eyes and bow your heads right now because I'm talking to somebody. And I want you to lift your hands, those I'm talking to right now, where winter has settled in your heart and you haven't felt the Holy Spirit for so long. And you feel like you're dying. Father, right now, these that have lifted their hands, I'm asking, Lord, right now, that you break the power of the enemy of death over their lives.
Yes,
I'm asking God that the winter power
of winter would be pushed back and that springtime would come into their lives again. I'm asking God that you forgive them, God. Yes. Forgive them for blaming you for things that the devil did. Forgive them, Father, for somehow straying away from your path. I'm asking that you take rejection out of their hearts, God. I'm asking that you take bitterness out and unforgiveness and anger, Father, that you wash them in the blood of Jesus. And God, I'm asking that you stir a fire within them, Lord God, and yes, give them back that first love that they've lost, God. Give them back the joy of the Lord, God, that they've somehow lost, that Satan has robbed them from.
Lord.
And more than anything, give them back the ability to feel again. I want all of you that are standing, lift your hands. Father, right now, repeat after me. Yes. Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
I'm in bondage to fears.
I'm in bondage to fears.
I have lived a lifetime.
I have lived a lifetime.
As a secondary person.
As a secondary person.
Fearful.
Fearful.
Insecure.
Insecure.
I felt inadequate.
I felt inadequate.
Insignificant.
Insignificant.
Unworthy.
Unworthy.
And I'm tired of it.
And I'm tired of it.
The devil has lied to me.
The devil has lied to me.
All of my life.
All of my life.
But I'm declaring war.
But I'm declaring war.
On fear.
On fear.
On the bondage.
On the bondage.
That has held me.
That has held
that's
me.
That's robbed me of my identity.
Has robbed me of my identity.
All of my life.
All of my life.
I want to know who I am.
I want to know who I am.
I want to know who you are.
I want to know who you are.
I want to live again.
I want to live again.
Not die.
Not die.
But live.
But live.
And proclaim the works of the Lord.
Proclaim the works of the Lord.
Break this bondage.
Break this bondage.
Of fear.
Of fear.
Off of my life.
Off of my life.
I come against you.
I come against you.
You're a liar.
You're a liar.
I bind your powers.
I bind your powers.
I bind every demon.
I bind every
and every
demon.
Spirit.
And every spirit.
Of torment.
Of torment.
Of fear.
Of fear.
Of inadequacy.
Inadequacy.
Of timidity.
Timidity.
Of insecurity.
Insecurity.
I command you.
I command
you. All of your cohorts.
All of your cohorts.
To break your power.
To break your power.
To loosen me.
Loosen me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I strike deadly blows.
I strike deadly blows.
Against the enemy of my soul.
Against the enemy of my soul.
Against fears.
Against fears.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command bitterness to go.
I command bitterness to go.
I command unhappiness to go.
I command unhappiness to go.
I command grief to go.
I command grief to go.
I command lust to go.
I command lust to go.
The lust of the mind.
The lust of the mind.
You have to go.
You have to go.
I command regret to go.
I command regret to go.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, wash me.
Father, wash
cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
From this fear.
From this fear.
That has paralyzed.
That has paralyzed.
Crippled.
Crippled.
And isolated.
And isolated.
Me, Lord.
Me, Lord.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me, Lord.
In the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus.
Now I want you to keep your eyes closed, and I want you to look at those beady-eyed devils. That's what they are. They're beady-eyed devils. And I want you to say, I command you to leave me now. Mean business. Leave my home.
Leave my home.
Leave my life.
Leave my life.
Leave my family.
My family.
Leave my job.
Leave my job.
Leave my car.
Leave my car.
Leave my life.
Leave my life.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will not.
I will not.
Tolerate you.
Tolerate.
For another day.
For another day.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Let's praise him now, people.
Praise him and let him go.
Let's praise him. Let him go. Let him go.
Praise the Lord. Just let him go. Father, deliver all over God. Now stir that fire, God.
Now, there's people here right now. I want you to look at me a second.
Praise
yes, look at me. There's those I talked about earlier that have selfish ambition. You know, there's pride here. There's things that you want to be in front of things and, you know, be seen. And it's just ambition is what it is. Okay, I want everyone to take your hand right here and put it in front of you like we did yesterday. These are things you got to give to the Lord. You know, because when he takes them, it's not fun. He wants you to surrender it all to him. We're going to sing an old Baptist song. I surrender all. I surrender real soft. All. Real soft. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
give it to him now. Give it to him. I surrender all.
Take all the pride, Lord. We give you pride, yes, Father. Give you the pride. You lust. We give you arrogance, selfish ambition. We give you, Father, all deception. You take it. We willingly give it, Lord. We willingly give it, Lord.
I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Yes.
I want you just to close your eyes, lift both hands, and just say, Father, I receive your love.
Receive your love.
I drink in your love.
I drink in your love.
Fill me, Lord.
Fill me, Lord.
With the love of Jesus.
With the love of peace.
I receive your love.
Receive your love.
I receive your love. Permeate me.
Permeate.
Fill me, Lord.
Fill me, Lord.
With your love.
I
want to know your love.
I want to know your love.
I want to feel your love.
I want to feel your love.
I want to walk in your love.
I want to walk in your love.
Grant to me.
Grant to me.
A revelation.
A revelation.
Of your love.
Of your love.
That will change my life.
That will change my life.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Just worship. Praise. Just praise Him a while. Thank you, Father.
Praise you.
We worship you, Lord.
Yes, Father. And Lord, I ask that you stir up the fire of God within every one of them here, God. Father, we've had fresh kindling to the fire tonight, Lord, and I'm asking that your Holy Spirit will begin to blow within each one of them, Father, and stir the coals. Stir the fire, Father. Stir the fire, Lord. Stir it up, Lord. Stir it up, Lord. Say that. Stir it up, Lord. Stir the fire of God. Stir the gifts of God. Stir it up, Lord. Stir up, Lord, the fire of God within me. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I want to sing one more song. Just stand where you're at. We'll do it this way. So what I want us to do is, why don't you play it through yours over here, brother. It's the first this track. I think it's the real one. Is it real one? Be kind of a prayer for us.
Would everyone stand?
Yes, everyone stand. And we'll dismiss here. After the songs, we'll just hug one another and fellowship a little bit. And there's going to be people here tonight. You, as you go to sleep tonight, the Holy Spirit is going to hover over you and begin to still fill you, continually fill you as you sleep tonight. He'll refresh you. Your spirit will be coming to life. You'll feel things you never felt before in a long time. Amen. Thank you, Father.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.